A lot of people were panicking. Facebook was down. Instagram was down. WhatsApp was down. And everything that Facebook owns or touches was down yesterday. Hey, everybody. I am Atiba, and welcome to Traffickies. And today we're going to talk about, did the sky actually fall yesterday? Right? So if you're a business owner and you're looking to drive more eyeballs, and yesterday you couldn't drive any eyeballs, right? If you're looking to drive more eyeballs, more traffic to your websites and to your the properties that you own, then you're in the right place, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Because yesterday, guys, Facebook was down. And for so many people who say, oh, I don't need a website, I've got a Facebook page, or I'm on Instagram, follow me on Instagram. Guess what? You were all out of business yesterday. Anybody looking for you could not find you. Millions and millions and millions of dollars were lost yesterday. Did you lose any? Maybe you did. Maybe you don't even know that you did. Maybe you get on social media and you're just consuming it and you're not actually using it. Well, if you are using it, then I'm here to talk to you. If you're not, then listen anyway, because if you're in business, you need to hear this. Guys, the thing that we learned yesterday is very simple. You have to own your own data on your customers. If you're relying on a third-party network to be able to communicate to your customers, then you don't own your own data. You're just renting it. And if something happens to that third party, you're dead in the water. Your business is dead in the water. That's what happened for so many people yesterday. Hey, listen, I know there were some major, major influencers who had programs that launched yesterday on Facebook, and they didn't launch yesterday. They failed. They were dead. Their entire audience, millions of dollars, gone because Facebook was down. So what is the solution? What is the solution? Well, you've experienced, if you're in my Facebook group, Traffic Keys, you've experienced the solution with me. The solution is you must own your customer data. You may meet them on social media, on any platform. You might even meet them through organic search through Google or a search engine. And shortly after you meet them, they come to your website, or they're on your Facebook page, or they're in your Facebook group, or they're on Instagram with you. You've got to find a way to build relationship with them and get them to know you, like you, and trust you enough to share their email address with you. If you're in my Facebook group, you got an email from me last night. While everybody else couldn't communicate with you because they were relying on Facebook, you were able to get an email from me saying, hey, Facebook's down, but we can still talk. I'm still here for you. That's where you need to be with your business. That's where you need to get to, because it is the future. It is the absolute future. You cannot rely on third-party networks who own all the data. Number one, the laws are changing. The privacy laws are changing. And so that alone should make you want to own your data, which own your data, guys, means have a way that the user has given you permission to talk directly to them. And honestly, there are only two ways that the user can give you, well, three, ways that the user can give you permission to talk directly to them. That's number one, they provide you with their email address. Number two, they provide you with their phone number. Or number three, they provide you with their physical address. If they give you their physical address, you can put something in the mail to them. There's really only three ways you can own the data, but you have to do it. You have to do it. Because things are changing. Over the next 2 years, because of the last 2 years, guys, things are about to change. There are going to be crackdowns on Facebook. You may see even more outages like we saw yesterday. And can you really trust your business in that environment? So if you've been saying, oh man, I don't need a website because I've got a Facebook page. Yeah, you're wrong. Yesterday proved it. If you've been saying, I post everything on IG, go to IG, guess what? As soon as you post it to IG, you no longer own that. You no longer own the comments. None of that is yours. It belongs to Instagram. It all belongs to Instagram. That's not a place where you want to be. It's not a place where you want to be. So what do you do about this? I know I'm throwing a lot at you. Here's what you do. I'm going to be hosting in the next couple of days. And if you're in my Facebook group, you got this email yesterday. So go check your email. I told you I'm going to be hosting a special Zoom session in a couple of days, teaching you how you can start to own your own data. And if you want in, I need an email from you. That's hello@traffickeys.com. hello@traffickeys.com, where I'm going to be teaching this over this Zoom session. So if you're in the Facebook group, go ahead and check your email because I've already sent that email to you. And all I need you to do is reply to that email to be in on this special session that I'm going to be doing. If you're not in the Facebook group, there's a link down below where you can click that link, go join the Facebook group, and I'll send you the email as well until I do the session. Or you can email me directly at hello@traffickeys.com and say, I want in on that session on how to own my own data. Okay, guys, do not put your business at risk by just leaving it up to chance to someone else who controls everything for you. Don't be beholden to Facebook, to Instagram, to YouTube, to Google, to any other third-party network. That's the thing that you need to hear today. All right, everybody, I'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.